Good morning. Welcome to our Bible study and prayer call. This is Becky Spieth, the Christian direct seller and direct sales specialist. Today we're going to be talking about stop the hemorrhaging and embrace your healing. Because God just laid this on my heart so heavy this last week. I don't know if many of you know my story, but when I was 30, I nearly died three different times. And it was from hemorrhaging. And I couldn't stop the hemorrhaging. And I wanted to have one more baby. I wanted to give birth to something else. You know, I wanted to have one more baby. And what I've realized instead is that the Lord has been able to bless me to give spiritual birth to so many people and their ministries and so many direct sellers and share the second birth, being born again with so many people. And I didn't realize at that point that that was what the Lord was doing in and through me. But I hemorrhaged for several years. It was almost 3 years. And I got so weak. And everybody asked, well, what was it from? So I'm just going to share with you just real briefly without giving you the whole story. But I had severe endometriosis. Always have. Had several cysts on my ovaries, all those kind of things. I think God didn't want me to have my three amazing children. God wanted me to. The enemy did not want me to. But God is more faithful. And I do have two babies in heaven. And I just had lots and lots of reproductive problems. And I got so weak from hemorrhaging because we were trying to save my uterus and trying to keep me alive that I went into ketosis, which is where you absorb your organs instead of nutrition that you're eating. So I was in a really bad state, but the Lord spared my life. And when he spared my life, my dad prayed for me all night. They had already put me into a room to pass away because my body was already completely shutting down. And I just thought, I'm so ready to be with Jesus. And I actually woke up the next morning, walked to the bathroom, which I hadn't been able to walk in such a very long time due to being so weak and so ill. And I knew right at that moment that if God spared my life, that he had an amazing purpose for me. So every single day I've tried to walk in the fullness of what that day can hold and try to serve God to the very best of my ability. And in the process, I was praying and praying about what I could do in order to find my ministry. I'm like, Lord, what's the ministry? And I thought it was going to be something through my husband, but it wasn't. It was my direct selling business and now where I am now. He took me through building an organization that I knew nothing about direct selling into building a multi-million dollar organization. I've worked corporately and helped several other leaders build and maintain strong multi-million dollar organizations. And then I've also done this independently as well as a coach and a speaker and a trainer. And it's just been so rewarding to me. But he laid on my heart last fall. Actually, a little bit before that, it was about a year ago, he laid on my heart to start a Bible study to help strengthen and encourage all of you that are Christian direct sellers, that are ministers in the marketplace, that are charged with the call of God on your life to build the kingdom and strengthen the kingdom, and he's given you a direct selling business as your vehicle and your platform to do that. So today, I want to really encourage you and to join me in stopping that hemorrhaging and giving birth to the call and the life that God has on you. He's got a special purpose for you. You know, he's called you to be a difference maker. And today is the day that you can have your breakthrough. Today's the day that you can have your miracle in regards of maybe it's physical health, maybe it's emotional distress you've been under, maybe it's you've just had a business that's been hemorrhaging and you can't feel like you've been able to stop the bleeding and help it grow. But today is your day if you'll embrace it. Think about it. If God's for you, who can be against you? Speak life and speak healing into your own body and into your life as well as into your business. Because whatever you're facing, God knows all about it. And he's already provided a way over 2,000 years ago. We just have to embrace it and walk it out. So remember, whatever you're facing, God knows about it and he's prepared a way for you. He's done it with a hope and a future. Decide today that your pain is going to become your passion. So maybe it was for me, I wanted to have more children. And I wanted to be able to be a stay-at-home mom. And that pained me so much that I was willing to do whatever I could to do that. And do you know that my direct selling business, a huge portion of my team was stay-at-home moms. They were homeschooling stay-at-home moms because that's what I was passionate about. I want you to rely on God for your strength. He tells us to come to him, all of us that are heavy, laden, and are burdened. And let me just tell you, if you're experiencing a situation, it could be that you're experiencing it so that he can show himself strong. Now, I want to make it real clear that God doesn't do anything that's hurtful or painful or mean to us. He's a God of love and a God of goodness. And at some other study, we'll go into, like, who's the God of this world and how Satan influences things. But we have the power through Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's already done all the work. He's taken the keys of hell from Satan. He's taken away the sting from death. He's given us life, and he's given it to us abundantly. But if for some reason you're going through a situation, it could possibly be because he wants to show himself strong in and through you, creating an amazing testimony so we can give him the glory and he can grow the kingdom in and through us exponentially. You know, there's an old proverb that says, a man's curses will fall and wrap themselves around him like a cloak. I want you to close your eyes for just a quick second and look into your mind's eye and visualize what this really looks like. Think about the words maybe you've already spoken this morning as you were helping your kids get up and get around in the morning, or maybe helping your husband out the door, or whatever your situation was. Maybe you're just still laying in bed and you haven't really started the day yet. Maybe think back to your words yesterday. Think about it as if you put your words on like a cloak. What if every word we spoke fell and wrapped itself around us just like a garment? What kind of wardrobe would you have? Would it be beautiful, or would it be dark? Would it be kind of rotted and smelly and gross and sticky? Or would it be beautiful because the words that you're speaking to yourself and about yourself are beautiful, and like they're like the words of God? We're told to put on the cloak of righteousness through Christ Jesus. So I want to encourage you to think about what your words are and what you're saying, because that could be the whole key to some of the reason why you're experiencing not only physical illness or dis-ease, but it could also be affecting you emotionally, mentally. It could be affecting you in the soul realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. It could be affecting your business. You know, a person always acts on his thoughts. So there's either worry or there's faith. When we activate faith and we pray, we can have anything that we ask for. And that totally combats the worry, and the good, positive things start happening in our life because we can call forth the angels to start ministering to us. We can call forth the blessings of God, and we can have whatever we ask. You know, we need to really start acting like the Bible's true. We need to read the Word of God. We need to start thinking about what the Scripture says. And we need to start believing it and act like it's true until we see it working in our lives that way. We need to command our day each and every day before it begins, and then we need to go and create it. You know, would you like to double your business? I've got a scripture where it proves that you can double your business right now. I know many people are like, yeah, I want a double business. I want a double portion. Isaiah 61:7 in the NIV version says, instead of your shame. So let's talk about that for a quick second. Instead of your shame. Maybe you're feeling like this hasn't been the best year for you and your business. Maybe you're embarrassed that you don't get on the phone and get your bookings or follow up with customer service. Maybe you're embarrassed or full of shame because you're not bringing in and sharing the gospel and sharing your business opportunity with other people. Whatever your shame is, okay, it says instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. To me, that sure sounds like sponsoring, and that sounds like a lasting legacy that can take place in your business. Start speaking that over yourself. Start speaking that over your business. Because you know what? This moment is a defining moment in your destiny. You're not on this call by accident. You're not listening to this recording by accident. This is a defining moment in your destiny. This is where God has you right now. He chose you right here, right now. He tells us that in 1 Peter 2:9. But you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He's called you to share the gospel. He's called you to be bold about your faith. I'm just tickled pink. I was talking to Bev before we started the recording today, and she said, you know what, my praise today is that we just got back from our national conference, and I was able to declare Jesus as the Lord of my life in front of 900 people and to worship with my Norwex family. That's what we're supposed to do, but we're also supposed to be doing that where we live, with our customers, with our next-door neighbors, with our potential customers. It's as simple as saying, can I pray for you today? Is there anything I can pray for you about? Did you know that Jesus loves you? My oldest son walks out of every restaurant, walks out of every meeting with each person that he meets, and he says, just want you to know Jesus loves you. And at first it kind of made us feel a little awkward, and we were like, Jordan, that's so bold, or you know, Jordan, you know, this isn't appropriate. But what we started seeing is the light that came into every person's face. People would say, thank you, man, thank you so much. That's the nicest thing somebody's ever said to me. And Jordan is one of the most amazing soul winners I've ever met, and all he does is say, Jesus loves you, in an unassuming way. So today I'm going to leave you with this charge that God has called all of us to preach the gospel. He's called you to have healing and restoration in your business. I'm going to pray with you about a few different things today before I start our prayer time. But I wanted to read a section of scripture to you because I think it's so incredibly, incredibly powerful. And this is from Mark 5. I've got to look up my reference again. Sorry about that. Mark 5, and starting at verse 21. So Jesus has done a lot of stuff, and I love Mark because he gets right to the point, okay? He's this very direct, straight way, you know, the straight way in here many, many times, I think like 20 to 30 times in his book. But what Jesus was doing is he had cast out the demon. I mean, he said, you know, all kinds of crazy things. I mean, can you imagine being one of Jesus' disciples? I just want to go there for one quick second. Okay, just so far in Mark, you know, he's called his disciples to come and follow him. And then they start following him. They've left everything that they have, right? They go into a new region, in a new area, and they took a boat across the water. Okay, they get in the water, they almost die. Okay, and they're like, what in the heck are we doing? We're supposed to be following you, Jesus. Now things are supposed to be much better. What do? They go see Jesus. He's sleeping. And they're like, dude, he don't even care about us. He called us to follow you. We've left everything for you. And look, now we're on this crazy adventure with you. We're going to die, and you're sleeping. Okay, so then that happens, and then they get out of the boat, right? It's not sinking anymore. As soon as they get out of the boat, they get out, and they start walking on dry land, like, ooh, this is so much better. And they see this naked guy running around, screaming his head off, and he's cutting himself all over the place. And he's falling down, and he's acting like he's totally crazy. Well, he's demon-possessed. They're like, dude, what are we getting ourselves into, Jesus? Come on, man, what's going on? So then they start to cross over to the other side again, and then one of the top church leaders come, one of the big people that work in the synagogue, and he says, you know what? My daughter's dying, and what I want you to do, I heard that you can heal, and so if you can come and lay your hands on her, I know she's going to be okay. She'll be healed and be alive. Now, did he really believe this? I'm not really sure. Was he testing Jesus? I'm not really sure. It didn't tell us in the Word here. I believe that he was looking for something, that he was a seeker, that there was something missing in his life, and he was desperate. He's done everything that he could, and he thought, you know what? I'm going to come to Jesus as my last resort. My daughter's dying. And as they go through, and Jesus is walking, and he's like, okay, yeah, I'll come. All of a sudden, I want to read this to you. This is from the Amplified Bible in verse 24. And Jesus went with him, and a great crowd kept following him and pressed him from all sides. So it felt like he was almost going to suffocate. Have you ever felt like in your life that you were going to suffocate? You had so much pressure all around you? Let's see what Jesus does. Then there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. She was hemorrhaging. I don't know where your hemorrhage is. If it's a physical hemorrhage, if it's a spiritual hemorrhage, if it's a hemorrhage in business, if it's an emotional hemorrhage that you just can't seem to get your emotions under control, I'm not really sure. Well, let's keep reading. She had endured so much suffering under the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but instead she grew worse. She's tried everything she knew, and she just kept getting worse. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him. She she didn't come and get in his face or, you know, try to tackle people. She was coming through the crowd saying, hey, I need to see Jesus. Jesus is going to be able to heal me. No, she unassumingly, in this crowd that was pressing so much. So guess what? She was being pressed the same way. And ceremonially, she was not even allowed to be in public because she had an issue of blood. Okay? So she took a huge risk. They could have stoned and killed her. She comes up behind him and she just says to herself through this entire thing, she says, if I can just touch him, if I only touch his garment, I'm going to be restored to health. She knew it. But what she had to do is she had to reach out. She had to seek Jesus. Somehow she had to get pressed in on all sides, but she reached out to touch. And she didn't even have to touch him. She just knew she had to get a hold of his garment. What was his garment? What did we put on? The garment of righteousness through Christ. And immediately her flow of blood was dried up at the source. And suddenly, not like it took a long time, suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. What is a distressing ailment? I wanted to look that up. It's something with extreme anxiety, sorrow, or pain. So look at your life, the areas that you may have anxiety, sorrow, or pain. It's affliction, grief, misery, worry, trouble, sadness, all of these things. And Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples looked at him like, are you kidding me? Look at this. You know, we've got people pressing all around you. There could have been as many as a couple of hundred people just pressing in. Remember, he felt almost as if he was going to suffocate. Couldn't breathe because there were so many people around him touching and pressing him. The disciples looked at him and he said, really, who touched you? Jesus, come on. But he kept looking around to see her and who had done it. He knew the woman, knowing what she had did, was very nervous. She was alarmed and frightened and trembling because she could have been put to death. She fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, listen, this is key. Get this if you don't get anything else from today. Daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing forth from faith in God, has restored you to health. Go in peace and be continually healed and freed from your distressing bodily disease. I want to say that again. I want to make sure you get every component of this. And he said to her, daughter, he knew she was precious and called to him. Your faith, which is your trust and confidence in me, springing from the faith in God, has restored you to health. Today, I command that and call that forth out over each and every person listening. Today, you are restored to health through your trust and confidence in Jesus, springing forth from your faith in God. Go in and into peace and be continually healed. Not just one time, okay, I'm healed, but then I lost my healing. No, you are continually healed and freed from whatever it is, but this is what he said, from your distressing disease. Distress was anything with anxiety, anything that causes sorrow, pain, anything with grief or affliction, trouble, misery, pain, worry, trouble, sadness, any of these things. We command in the name of Jesus, you are healed now and you are freed. So then what happens, right? We've got the guy that was in charge of the synagogue, right? Don't forget about him, Jairus. What happened to him? He's kind of bummed because he's like, okay, Jesus, come on. I've called you to come heal my daughter. She's dying. He stops. He's trying to figure out who's touching him. Somebody else is getting healing. And he's like, okay, this is great. They get people coming up that say, guess what? Your daughter died. Can you imagine how he felt? Frustrated and angry because he sees that, what, Jesus, what are you doing messing around with all these other people? Or all these other people are getting what I've prayed for, what I'm believing for. But Jesus said, don't worry. There's more than enough to go around. I'm coming to your house, and guess what? She's just sleeping. When he went and saw her, guess what? She didn't have any life left in her. He had all the doubters leave, so get the doubters out of your life. And then he said, he just brought in his three apostles that were closest to him, his inner circle, and he said, don't tell anybody what you see in this room. And he healed her, and he brought her back to life. And guess how old that little girl was? She was 12. She was the exact same age. She was born at the same time, but this woman with the issue of blood, this distress, this distressing disease, had been afflicting this woman. So today, I'm not sure where you're at, whether you're like Jairus' daughter or whether you're like that woman that has the hemorrhage. But we're calling forth healing over your life. We're calling forth healing over your business. But I want to pray a couple of prayers with all of you today. And the first one is salvation, because if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I can tell you this has been the very best thing I've ever done in my life. It's the greatest gift that I was ever given. You need to share this gift with others, but I want to share it with you, because I don't want to be known as somebody that's selfish or controlling and didn't offer you to have the same glory, the same blessings that you can have in your life that I've been able to experience. And the greatest gift I ever received was the love of Jesus, and then having him be the Lord of my life, not just getting me out of hell and be my fire insurance, but to really be the Lord of my life. He's my best friend. He's there when I need him the most, and he loves me unconditionally. He brings me, he's always here no matter what condition I'm in. And you know what? God couldn't love us any more than he does right now. Not by doing good things or stopping doing bad things. He loves us exactly the same. And I want to encourage you to follow and say the words with me if you feel that you need to know Jesus as your personal Savior. And this is just a simple prayer, and really all prayer is just talking to the Lord, okay? So what I want you to do is I just want you to say, Father in heaven, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in my place. He died for the sins I committed. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for every sin that I've committed. Thank you. Thank you so much. Come into my heart and save my life. And I declare that you are my Savior and you are my Lord. And I will live for you with all of my heart until I see you face to face. Thank you for saving me, because I made Jesus the Lord, my Lord and my Savior. I am bound for heaven, and God is my Father. Thank you for saving me, forgiving me, and accepting me just as I am. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Now, let me ask, I promised I would ask if there were anybody else that had a prayer request that I needed to pray for before we went into the formal prayer today. Does anybody else have a prayer request?
Yes, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. Oh, how are you, precious friend? I already have you on my list to pray, but what is your prayer request?
Lucy is going through lots of serious tests today to figure out where she is with her brain and lots of scary tests. So just for positive results and moving forward. So, yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. I love you. I've been sending you lots and lots of prayers. We've got people praying for you all over the world and little Lucy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Who else had something they wanted to have prayer for?
Hi, Becky. This is Kimberly. I haven't been on in a while. I've been away at a camp, which has been great, a Christian camp. And I'm praying that the fire of Christ will remain burning in my heart, especially in my prayer life. I really want to build consistency and momentum, you know, prayer, my personal spiritual life, but also affects my business life.
Yeah.
I'm at that place where I need to activate, I need to take action. Faith without works is dead. So
mm-hmm.
I really need to, God to do something within me, to propel me into that momentum that I'm looking for.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Awesome. Anybody else?
Becky, this is Bev again.
Yeah.
And this really goes along with my praise. It's now that I have the opportunity to share in front of large groups that I would be able to share in smaller groups, one-on-one, to at a party, 8-9 people to be able to share my faith, or at least let them know that is a driving force. And if they want to know more, I'd be glad to talk to them about it, because that's my main goal, my main gift I have to offer them. So just for that boldness for the smaller groups, for me, that would be wonderful.
You've got it. You've got it.
Thank you.
Yes. Anybody else? Okay, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, one real quick thing before I do. I want to tell you, I've got a really special treat for you guys next week. I'm going to actually be in a training with John Maxwell during the time of our prayer call, but I want to make sure that you get on the call next week and you let everybody else you know to get on the call. We have a pastor at our church that's a volunteer pastor, and he's also a fireman, and he gave a message about a month ago that is burning in my heart and in my head still, and it's called The Fire. And he's going to be ministering, and he's one of the strongest prayer warriors I've ever seen. We were praying for a woman yesterday together. He was, and I was, and then my husband, and she was instantly healed of arthritis. And in the process, the anointing was so strong when we joined together that he and I both nearly fell out in the spirit because it was so incredibly strong. I want you to be here. He's amazing. He's a great speaker, biggest heart for the Lord. And I think he's going to touch your life in a way that will set you on fire like you've never been set on fire before. It's so, so powerful. So make sure that you get in on that next week. But let me go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. You are holy, and there is no God like you, any place or any time. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the first and the last, the author and the finisher of our faith, and you are Almighty God. And I thank you for this day. I thank you for those that are on this call. I know today is the day that you have made. Today is the day of victory. Today is the day of freedom. Today is the day of a defining destiny for each person listening to this call. Lord, and we rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it, and we're honored just to be in your kingdom. Thank you for that you've given us this charge to be ministers in the marketplace, that we can build your kingdom, Lord, and we can love and support your other children that are here. We ask that your will come, that this is heaven on earth, that your will be done today on earth as it is in heaven, and thank you for every good and perfect gift. Thank you for forgiving us as we forgive other people. Your word declares that when we listen and adhere to your instructions and you command blessings to come over us, and not only come over us, but overtake us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now that you will do that. And, Lord, I know that you are going to do something good because you cause good to come and that you're causing good to come back into people's lives, that you are causing health and restoration to come back into people's life with health and business, emotional healing. We command you to take hold now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke unforgiveness. We rebuke bitterness. We take authority over every demonic force that might try to come against any one of these people in the name of Jesus. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We break any curses that have been spoken over any of these people in the name of Jesus. And we also break any ungodly soul ties that have been joined to unbelievers or that are ungodly in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come against the spirit of infirmity, sickness, disease, illness, double-mindedness, arthritis, pain in the legs. We demand right now in Jesus' name that you leave, never more to return, because we are claiming the healing. We are stopping the hemorrhaging, and we are going to walk in continued healing. Lord, we thank you so much that Bev was able to share her testimony, because we know that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony and loving our lives not to death, but to serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, I thank you that you are going to give her the boldness to pray and to share in small groups and at parties and share her faith with other people. We thank you for the outbreak of the revival you're bringing across this country and across the world as a result of this call today and as a result of knowing that we are called by you. Lord, I pray for Carol's cousin Bill. We rebuke you, prostate cancer, in the name of Jesus. You must leave him alone. And we also claim healing over any of the damage and the side effects that the chemotherapy has caused. And, Lord, we just ask in Kimberly's life that your fire is going to remain strong, that the fire of God is called down now in the name of Jesus on every person, and that her prayer life is strong and that she takes action. And, Father God, I thank you for keeping Maggie safe. Lord, I thank you that you are restoring her body, that all infection is gone. Lord, I thank you that Declan is at peace and Mark is at peace and you are joining their family together in a new and mighty way. And we praise you, Father God, for Lucy's life. We thank you that there is life here and not death, that there is life in the name of Jesus. And we thank you so much that she came, even though she's here early, she couldn't wait to see her mommy and she couldn't wait to be with us here on earth. What a blessing. Lord, we bind fear in the name of Jesus over each and every one of her family members and her friends. We bind fear over Maggie. We bind fear over Lucy. We bind fear over Mark. You are not allowed to manifest. We know that these are some serious tests that are being done, but Lord, we know that you are guiding the hands of the physicians. We praise you and we thank you that she is being restored, that every cell, we command you in the name of Jesus to proper function, or to function properly. And Lord, we just ask now that her brain be formed perfectly. Everything is going to be perfect in her little body. Just a little smaller right now, waiting to grow and grow in your admonition. Lord, we thank you for the testimony that you are creating through these tests. We thank you for your message that you're giving Maggie to share. We thank you for the influence that she has already and how many other lives and hope that she's giving to mothers all over this world as a result of her experience that she's going through with Lucy. Lord, I pray that you will help her to be fervent in writing down all of the things that you want her to share and that she'll be open and willing to share these. And Lord, I pray that you will send other moms and other women into her life, other dads into her life, ways that she can minister like no other. And Lord, I pray that you will keep her and Mark close, that you will put a hedge of protection around their marriage during this stressful time. Lord, we rebuke stress and distress in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for Paula, Lord. She's working on those bookings, Lord, and we thank you for each one that are coming. We ask that favor goes out before her. And, Lord, her sister has breast cancer. We rebuke you, breast cancer, in the name of Jesus. You cannot stay. Lord, just like you healed my breast of breast cancer, Lord, I am claiming that same healing for Amy now. And she will stand in unwavering faith that she has received her continual healing. And, Lord, you know that Kathy is supposed to have the life support taken. And, Lord, we know your perfect plan, but it is always going to take place, and it's our choice if we choose to live or we choose to die. But, Lord, we call forth life over Kathy. We call forth life. We speak life over her. And, Lord, I pray for emotional healing for Natasha. Lord, you know the heartache that she has had. We rebuke heartache, abandonment, desolation in Jesus' name, and we call forth a sound mind, because you tell us in your word that you have given us a sound mind. Lord, I pray that you will apply the balm of Gilead to her heart, and she will receive her healing now in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we just want to praise you that Cheryl's building her business, Lord, and you're building it in and through her. And Lord, I bind distraction in the name of Jesus, and we call forth focus and direction and boldness of spirit. And, Lord, you tell us that when we believe in you, that we are established. And when we believe in your prophets, we will prosper. We believe the words here, Lord, and we believe the words that have been spoken. We determine our hearts to believe in you and be obedient to the instruction that you've given us. Lord, we will tithe. We will be a giver. That way their heavens will be open to us. We rebuke the devourer in Jesus' name, and you rebuke the devourer when we are tithers and givers. You protect our seeds, and Lord, that's why we're givers, because we love you, and we know that you will press down. Give us good measure. You will shake together and run over all that we have sown into you and into your kingdom. Father, I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your love and your kindness. I want to thank you for the healing. I want to thank you for health, peace, prosperity. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your redemption, your wisdom, your sanctification, the new birth and forgiveness. Thank you for the new souls that have been won as a result of our time together today, Lord. Thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, but our businesses will prosper. Our ministries will prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you because we have the mind of Christ. The emotional illness is gone. We can do all things through Christ because you are the one that strengthens us. Nothing is going to separate us from your love, the love of God through Christ Jesus. We are more than a conqueror through him because you love us. You have raised us and seated us together with you in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We now have that authority, and we thank you for that, and we just want to bless you with that. We are blessed coming and going, and everything we touch is blessed. We're the head, we are not the tail. We are above, we are not beneath. We lend to many, and we do not have to borrow. Our business is blessed, and our offspring are blessed. Lord, you told us that when we obey you and believe in you and believe in your words and remain in you, that we can speak to any mountain that's in our way and command it to move, and it has to obey. So right now, whatever the mountain is in any listener's life, we speak to you now and tell you to move in the name of Jesus, and we will stand in unwavering faith. Lord, you also told us that we can cast out any demons, so we command Satan and his demons that you will have no authority or power over anything in our lives. Foul, evil, unholy, unclean things, you will have no authority or power in our lives. Anger, aggravation, irritation, worry, fear, anxiety, frustration, sadness, pain, sickness, disease, injury, infection, death, poverty, lack or loss of any good thing, destruction, you have no authority and no power over our lives. jealousy, envy, insecurity, evil, cursing, lust for the wrong things, and lust for the wrong people, you have no authority in or over our lives. Father, I ask you to help us to be extra sensitive, to stay under your influence of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be motivated by your love. Help us to keep our lives based on your word. Help us to put a watch before our mouths so that we will not sin against you, Lord. We will not bring cursing upon ourselves. We will speak life and only good and positive things over ourselves and others. Father God, I ask you to put me where you want me, when you want me, doing what you want me to do. And Lord, I ask that you will give us all a fresh boldness to witness for you. I ask that you will give us divine appointments today and each day this week. Give us favor with every person that we meet. Help us to live our purpose and our calling, which is to share the gospel. Help us to live your will for our life. And Father God, I pray that you'll help us to be a positive influence and not negative. Father, I ask for more of a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Take us to a new and higher level of learning and a closer relationship with you. I declare Jesus is the Lord of our lives, and I declare and decree that those connected with me through your body and through this call be increased and blessed. I call money from every direction into our lives. And Father, thank you for every good thing coming into and increasing in our lives. Father, all authority, power, and glory is yours forever and ever in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for that. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for the healing that's taken place. Lord, I still sense that there's some kind of a heart issue. In the name of Jesus, I call forth healing. If you're experiencing a heart issue, whether it's emotional or it's a physical issue, I want you to place your hand on your heart right now. And I want you to receive your healing. It's a free gift, just like your salvation is. You can't earn it. All you have to do is receive it. You have to believe that you're healed. You have to reach out just like the woman did with the issue of blood. Accept the blood of Jesus and put your hand on your heart and just receive your healing. Receive your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I sense there's someone with a knee issue. I want you to put your hand on your knee. Lord, I thank you that you're restoring the cartilage in the knee. I thank you that you're lubricating the joints properly. Lord, I thank you that this person's walk is straight and they are walking with you. Lord, we ask for forgiveness in areas that she or he has not walked in obedience to you. We ask for forgiveness in areas that she may have unforgiveness. And Lord, I ask that you would just touch her knee now. There's the anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that healing in Jesus' name. Thank you for that healing. And there's something going on in someone's foot. I think it might even be a right foot. Lord, I pray that you would heal that foot, that you align the bones, that the bunion would be removed and the pain would be gone. And there's something else with the bones there, Lord. I pray that you will reconstruct the bones, that you will knit that foot back together, you know, the sinews and the bones and the tendons, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that foot is healed in Jesus' name and that person is walking in your righteousness and is pain-free. Lord, I pray for the person that's having issue in the shoulder. Lord, we don't have to shoulder these burdens anymore. We release them now to you in Jesus' name. If you're experiencing shoulder pain, I want you to release your burdens to Jesus right now. He wants to heal you. Those are not your burdens to carry, and you've carried them too long. And you've spoken negativity into your life. I want you to ask forgiveness of that, and I want you to just receive your healing that Jesus has for you in your shoulder. Receive your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for those that have been experiencing headaches, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus, you spirit of headache and confusion, you spirit of stress and distress, we rebuke you now in the name of Jesus, and we loose upon each person the peace of Christ, the joy of the Lord. Those bands that feel like they're wrapped tightly around your head are gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the healing. Put your hands on your head and receive your healing. Receive your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for all the good works that you've done today, and we give you all the glory. We thank you that you want us to be pain-free, that you want us to be alive, that you want us to be your children, and you want us to carry forth the same anointing. Thank you for the boldness as each one takes the charge and moves out and moves forward in fulfilling the destiny you have for them and bringing about this revival. Lord, I pray a special anointing of favor upon each person. Thank you, Jesus. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies, I know we went a little bit over. I'm so sorry. But I will stay on the line for a few more minutes. If there's a praise that you want to give about a healing that you received or another prayer request, I'll stay on for just a few more minutes. But I'm going to turn the recording off. Have a blessed week, and don't miss next week with Pastor Clint Spencer. I'm telling you, you will be on fire, and this man is anointed. It's going to be a huge blessing for your life and your business. I'm going to turn the recording off, and I'll stay on for just a few more minutes. God bless you, everybody.